In the beginning, you and your brother Chad were sitting around the table with your dad, I guess, and this discussion went on for quite some time in your lives. How did it all unfold as a family thing?
It became pretty natural for us. You know, we're a really tight family, first and foremost. You know, all of this really got started, I think, in 1985 in the building that we're actually in right now. This is my father's old building where he had his electrical business. And this building marks the very first purchase that he made in this area. And so through that, through purchasing or building the property here, he was in this neighborhood a lot more, and he saw so many of the abandoned buildings that were around the block and decided to try to start purchasing them and renovating them piece by piece. And so because we were such a tight family and we're always around each other, we always work together, it was a natural fit for all of us to just, you know, come together using each of our own gifts and bringing them to the table individually and collaboratively as a group.
Now, when you get out and walk around the district or drive around it, you notice that there are a lot of buildings that have been adapted for reuse, or they've been repurposed. Instead of coming in and plowing down the whole block and then rebuilding something new, you've chosen to renovate. What guides that?
The zoning was antiquated. And so what we ended up doing was partnering alongside with Barry McNeese over in the Distillery District several years ago to try to create a adaptive reuse zoning ordinance that would be an overlay over top of our current zoning. And through that, we were able to define exactly what an adaptive reuse program is in the city of Lexington. And through that, we've really been able to have a lot of positive gains and how we go about building things. And none of this that we were doing down here today would have been possible, I think, in our current zoning. Adaptive reuse has really changed the game as far as that goes. And when we got all of that approved, that's when things really changed. And the adaptive reuse program is a very elite club. You just can't walk down to the city and apply and you're in. We wrote that zoning ordinance so that only a certain specific type of property or type of usage can get into that club. And that's because it is, once you get in, the zoning ordinance is very, very relaxed. It, even down to parking, you get like a 50% reduction in your parking requirements. That's unheard of in Lexington. And what they do is they try to put more power into the landlord's hands and away from the cities. And I think that's really courageous of them to do such things.